From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. British lawmakers Wednesday are debating whether to approve Prime Minister David Cameron's request for the country to take part in airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria. Cameron appeared in Parliament to make his case Wednesday, saying the airstrikes would help to overcome the militant movement.
This is an ISIL first strategy. They are the threat. They are the ones we should be targeting. This is about our national security.
Meanwhile, Jeremy Corbyn, the head of the opposition Labour Party, is opposed to the move. Cameron Tuesday referred to Corbyn and his allies as a bunch of terrorist sympathizers. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Afghans coming to Germany in pursuit of better economic circumstances will be sent back to Afghanistan. Speaking to reporters at a joint news conference with visiting Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in Berlin, Merkel said Germany would meet its humanitarian obligation for Afghans who are in acute danger because they work for foreign forces, such as the German military. Merkel said there's not sufficient reason to grant asylum or residency status to refugees who are seeking a better life in Germany. She says one needs to think about the 35 million Afghans at home and the land it has to develop with this. This is why we will, in such cases, have to send people back to Afghanistan. The French Interior Minister says three mosques have been shut down in France since the Paris attacks. It's part of a crackdown on extremist activities. Bernard Cazeneuve told reporters that it's the first time mosques are being closed in France on grounds of radicalization. This is VOA News. China's president arrived in South Africa Wednesday for a state visit for 2 days, and the China-Africa Forum expected to bring about billions of dollars in investment deals. The South African officials are quick to point out that this is not President Xi Jinping's first state visit to Africa. It's a fact that highlights the importance of South Africa and China. South Africa, after all, is China's biggest trading partner. The two nations are also members of the increasingly powerful economic bloc known as BRICS. Participants at the United Nations Climate Change Summit outside Paris are discussing resiliency Wednesday, exploring the impact of natural disasters on the world's most vulnerable populations. The UN notes that natural disasters affect not only have an economic dimension, but also social, environmental ones affecting 217 million people every year. The Taliban has denounced NATO's decision to extend its mission in Afghanistan by keeping 12,000 troops through 2016 and continuing military financial assistance to the Kabul government through 2020. Ayaz Ghul reports.
In a statement issued Wednesday, the Islamist insurgency reiterated its resolve to continue the Taliban-led jihad against what it calls the country's occupation until the last foreign soldier leaves Afghanistan. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday the alliance will pledge approximately 12,000 troops as part of its Afghan Resolute Support mission. Afghan Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani welcomed the extension, saying it will help Afghanistan grow as a stable, prosperous, and democratic country.
In spite of many challenges, we can say with great confidence that our common enemy has been psychologically defeated.
Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday the Iraqi government was briefed in advance of Defense Secretary Ash Carter's announcement that teams of U.S. special operators could be in Iraq in a matter of weeks. The Specialized Expeditionary Targeting Force will consist of approximately 200 Special Forces personnel, according to officials familiar with the plans. The heaviest rainfall in over a century caused massive flooding across the Indian state of Tamil Nadu, driving thousands from their homes, shutting auto factories, and paralyzing the airport in the state capital of Chennai. That's the sound of a motorboat, making rescues. The National Weather Office is predicting three more days of torrential downpours. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.